The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Radio, community radio for the North State. And it's Thursday, and this is the Clarks. One with an E.
And one without. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Sharon, it's great to have you back.
We're so excited.
First Thursday of every month, it's going to be the Clark Show again. And we have all kinds of interesting things we're going to talk about today, a lot of which we don't even know about yet.
We're just going to see where it takes us, the first show of 2016.
Absolutely, because it's a new year and a new start. And we're just going to see what we can see. So this morning, we know that it's kind of raining a little bit. It's 44 degrees out there. We're looking for a high of 47 today, a low of 39. Looks like it's going to rain most of the day. Chance of showers into tomorrow. Chance of rain on Friday. Heavy rain on Friday night. And Saturday, we're looking for showers. So pretty much rain. And we need that. We know we're looking forward to it. It's not cooling off like I thought it was going to, so maybe we won't get snow down here in Redding. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So.
Oh, my gosh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you know, there's so much. What a great holiday season.
It was really, you know, it was fast. It seems like Thanksgiving was kind of late. So all of a sudden it was Christmas and I had to, like, just get on board.
Well, you know, and what I did this year was a little different than I've been doing in the last few years. I had some family there. I did some entertaining, which I haven't done for a while. I actually went to the Raiders San Diego game on Christmas Eve.
Oh, how fun.
How fun was that? Uh-huh. I mean, that was great. And just a lot of, not about gift giving, just a lot of getting together with people and a lot of fun, and it was good season. I enjoyed it.
And I entertained myself for the first time in a few years as well. And I don't cook, so I buy all the ingredients and then invite people over that want to help cook. So we did prime rib for Christmas Day, and my brother-in-law cooked it. And then we did lobster tail for Christmas Eve, and my best friend Brenda cooked it. So I have an amazing kitchen with double ovens. I have everything.
And you don't cook.
And I don't. And I actually used to say I'm not. I just don't enjoy it. But my son informed me recently that I'm also not very good at it. So I think I've just given up because I'm not very good.
And you know, I love to cook. And I haven't done any in many, many years, so to speak. I mean, because you don't cook for one person.
Right, right.
But I found out that I haven't totally, completely lost all of my skills.
Oh, good.
And I was able, both on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, to continue the tradition of not being allowed to do the bread, or shouldn't be allowed to do the bread or the rolls or whatever, because they're either burnt, I forgot to cook them, or I forgot to serve
them.
Those
are the worst ones, aren't they? They come.
I don't know. Everything else comes together, and the rolls are like kind of a family tradition. So on Thanksgiving, I sent my son an email, actually, and said, okay, I continued the tradition. I burnt the rolls. It was a real traditional Thanksgiving.
So. Perfect.
But fun. Nice to have it. Nicer holidays, and I think maybe the spirit of being told that it is not politically correct to say Merry Christmas kind of hit a note in the North State. Because every place you went, you were getting Merry Christmas.
Oh, and I said Merry Christmas every single time I shopped, every single place I was, and they all said Merry Christmas back.
That's what
so,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
I definitely...
I think that backfired on the politically correct crowd, certainly in our area. I think I saw people really wanted to get out and decorate and put lights up and really do the Merry Christmas mm-hmm. thing. So, and good. So now we're on to 2016.
And I think, you know, we're all trying to be optimistic. And if any of you want to call in this morning and talk to us about what you're hoping for 2016 in our community, I think we're going to be talking a little bit about What's the number for them to call in again?
They can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And give us, you know, come give us what you're looking for in 2016.
Yeah, what are we wanting? Because I know community-wide there's been, you know, a lot of talk about some of the issues that we're facing, you know, in our cities and counties regarding, you know, healthcare issues and the homeless and all of that. And, you know, we're all optimistic. Hopefully, you know, we're dealing with the election coming up, and
it's going to be an interesting election.
It's going to be an interesting year.
You know, it's going to be really, it's being hard because for one, if I really want to concentrate on the state of our local community and the issues we have right up to Washington, D.C., you could tend to get yourself pretty depressed pretty quickly.
Oh, for sure.
And there's only so many things we can deal with and address. I think we start here locally in our community, and I think we can make some differences. And certainly as a population, I hope everyone's paying attention and realizing how important this upcoming election mm-hmm. is. I think it's very clearly a turning point, either the continued destruction of this United States as we know it, or a turning point where we can start maybe to turn things around a little bit. I'm just hoping everybody's going to pay attention and get behind a good candidate and pay attention and get out and register and vote, but know what you're voting about.
Absolutely. And it's my daughter's first presidential election since she's been 18.
Wow.
So she's 20, so she's been watching the debates and asking me questions, and so it'll be pretty interesting to see kind of where she falls too.
It is, mm-hmm. because there's, we're really fortunate that we have some really good candidates.
I agree.
We have some good options. What you think of Trump is really what you think of him. But I would say that he has brought things to the table and brought things to the forefront, has more people involved than have ever been involved in.
Oh, and definitely the entertainment factor is there.
Well,
it's fun. I think it's getting people to tune in to see what he's going to say, what he's going to do, and maybe people that weren't as interested, you're right, have gotten more interested because of that. And hopefully now they're like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm not totally in his corner, but now I'm tuned in. And boy, I really liked what, you know, the Senate
somebody
had to say, yeah.
But he's brought issues to the forefront that he's not allowing the media and the liberal Washington cartel to set the agenda,
mm-hmm.
to tell them what they're going to talk about.
Right.
My big complaint about the last few years in politics has been that they make stupid statements. I mean, as an example, they come up with a question, and I'll just reach out into the air and say, well, we think you support the fact that the moon is made of cheese. And instead of saying that's ridiculous, the moon isn't made of cheese, the people sit there 15 minutes trying to answer the question, which instead of just saying, no, that's stupid. That
right, and he'll
real.
Actually look at the commentator and say, why are you asking me that?
And of course, Ted Cruz is the one that really will do that.
Right. This is what you're going to ask me after you have me standing right here?
Well, you're not talking about important things, and these are the important things, but
right.
they're all doing that this time, mm-hmm. and they're not allowing that media to set the agenda and set the whole thing. So I think that's mm-hmm. good. I think it's important. I'm just hoping that the people pay attention and hope that they hold the people we have elected and are now in office, hold their feet to the fire.
I think that's a very key point. That's a great point, because I think a lot of times we feel like we lose power once they're in office. We forget that we're paying for their salary, that they work for us. And a lot of times we feel helpless when that happens, and we're not writing, and we're not calling, and we're not pushing for what we think we need.
And we've proven that we can make a difference. If everybody mm-hmm. gets behind something and starts emailing and starts calling and starts showing up on their doorstep, they do pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
We just get lazy.
Well, and a couple times just in the last few years with legislation of home care, and I know we're going to talk about that later, we've asked for meetings with, you know, Jim Nielsen. We got one. Doug LaMalfa. You know, when you ask for a meeting and you get a group of people together that are rallying for something, they'll meet with you.
Sure.
You know, you have to ask for a meeting, though. You can't just sit on the sidelines and complain about it. You have to ask for a meeting, you know, get their point of view, chat about what your issues are with it. Whether or not they can do anything for you, they will hear you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have to ask for the meeting and make the call and send the letter.
Yeah. No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to take a little bit of a break right now, Bob, and good morning.
Oh, hi. Am I here?
We're so happy to see you, Bob. We just didn't introduce the most important person in the room, because without Bob, it just doesn't happen.
It is 7:15 on KCNR 1460. Good morning, and as Trish said, 42 degrees. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. 7:15, more after this.
Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on your shores. Step on the stone.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters, is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And good Good morning. This is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark. And girls just want to have fun. And it's the Clarks having fun.
Okay. And it's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or give us a call at 605-4567. Tell us what's on your mind and what you're looking for in 2016. Sharon and I have just kind of been kicking around the situation as we see it, and we'd love to have a call to have you jump in and tell us what you think. So, Sharon, expectations for 2016. What's in Sharon's world?
Well, I'm calling 2016 the year of Sharon. So I'm hashtagging in everything on Instagram, the year of Sharon for 2016. So I have a lot. Do we have a call, Bob? Okay, great. Well, maybe it's someone else with their year goals. But I have business goals I want to accomplish. Definitely continuing focusing on home helpers and our growth and bringing great care to our North State seniors. Personally, I want to take sailing lessons. I want to improve my golf game. I want to focus a little bit more on my health and wellness. I want to work on my house a little bit and do a few projects. And so just really kind of buckling down. I'm going to join the Elks with you.
Good.
So we're going to join the Elks and do a little bit more community service here and there. And so just, I think it's going to kind of find some balance between like the personal and the professional.
I think goals are better than
resolutions.
Resolutions.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
absolutely. So we're going to go to the phone and we're going to talk with Wynn. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. Hey, you're talking about improvements for and our goals for 2016?
Yes.
Well, yesterday we made a huge stride. We went to Sacramento and the State of Jefferson committees from all 21 counties of the northern part of California submitted the remaining 15 declarations to accompany the 6 declarations already submitted to inform California that we are going to separate.
Perfect. Do we now? So we have 21 counties or that have committed?
Correct.
And then what about the counties that have not committed? Have we filed any of the citizen documents?
The counties that have not committed, there are only 2, and it was Del Norte and Humboldt. So they're on their own with what they're going to be doing there. And we know that they have committees there. They're trying to get things together, but they didn't make it in time. The other 21 counties did make it in time.
So Shasta County is one of the counties that didn't get a vote of the governing boards, but did it by signatures of the people.
Correct. And that's a committee. That's called a committee resolution, declaration.
Okay.
And surprisingly, for most of the counties, we only have 8 of the counties that were done by boards of supervisors.
Okay.
All the other 13 were done by committee of the citizens.
And what's the next step now, Wynn, in this process?
Well, we submit our information to the state, and the ball's in their court. They either respond or they don't. And if they don't, then we take action. And we have several different options in which we're going to investigate on how to proceed. And we are in the process of doing that to see which is going to be the most tangible to do.
Well, you know, I support this effort because doing nothing makes no sense. And seeing where this comes out in the end and bringing realization to the fact that we are totally unrepresented up here, both at the state and federal level, just makes sense to not just sit and complain about it, but to try to do something about it. So I certainly support your efforts and hope that more of the elected officials will get involved with your efforts as well.
Well, we hope so, too. And we do have 4 people that are government officials, elected officials for our county that do support it.
Absolutely.
And their hands are tied. You know, we have wonderful Bill Chappell, you know, Board of Supervisor. We have Gary Katz, Reading City Council member. We have Melissa Hart, Anderson City Council member. And we have Norma Komnick, Anderson City Council member. But the 4 of them, all independently on the boards that they're on, didn't have enough numbers with the boards or the councils that they sit with in order to proceed.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the beauty of it is, when the time comes for the constitutional convention for the new state and the formation of it, the people that are going to be at the table making the decisions are going to be the committee members and
yes.
or the people that are invited, which would be those 4 people I just mentioned. They will be invited to participate, but they won't have any any responsibility as far as what's going to be going on, because they weren't able to pull it off and get the rest of them on board to make it happen.
Yeah.
But the Board of Supervisors of the other counties that did, their Board of Supervisors will be there making decisions.
Well, you know, that may be well. That may just serve us well, though, because if those elected officials are not listening to the will of the people, maybe the people representing themselves is a better way to go.
And that's what we're looking at. And that truly is what's going to most likely happen. We're excited about it. We got wonderful coverage from Action 24 News. They did a fair and balanced report. They told the facts as they are and as they should have. They were the only one in the North State to cover it, the only TV station to cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see how the game is played politically on every level and every industry. So it's going to be fun to see how it all plays out. But it was wonderful to see. There were minimum 600 people there yesterday in the wind and rain. We had around 400 people outside on the Capitol steps, and then there were about 200 people going through the Capitol, introducing the paperwork and so forth, and the information to all the legislators inside.
Well, that's great to see that type of involvement. Wonderful.
And every single county was represented.
Very good.
Well, good luck in your efforts in 2016, Wynn.
And thanks so much for calling and giving us an update this morning.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you know, I just think I support their efforts.
I do too. I don't know enough about everything to give a completely informed decision, but I definitely read, you know, a little bit about it in the news today. And I think it's great to have people out and lobbying and talking and getting involved in politics. And I know that you support that just like I do. And, you know, and we'll see where it goes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very involved with Stan Statham in the last effort when we tried to separate the state into two states. And then we all got bogged down. Actually, that was moving along rather successfully. And it was agreed by everybody in the state and still, I think, is by people who will be reasonable and use their common sense, that this state is too large to govern. You simply cannot make decisions on a regular basis that hold and are good for people that live in Los Angeles and people who live in Hayfork.
I agree with that. And I think the priorities are different. The way of life is different. The agriculture, the water, the climate, the views, the political ramifications of everything. Yeah, it's definitely
diverse. I use the example of the price of a meal that's allocated through the Older Adult or the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act. They give you an X number of dollars for the delivery of a meal. Let's say it's a dollar. In Los Angeles County, you can deliver 500 meals within a 3-block radius. In Shasta County, to deliver 500 meals, you'd have to go all over the county.
Right.
3,550 square miles. And you still get the same dollar for the delivery of that meal. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, there's no transportation costs. There's none of this. There's none of the other stuff. Shasta County, you have to drive all these miles and hot trucks and food delivery costs and shipping the food in. But we get the same amount of money. No distinctions.
But, Trish, we just all need to move to the city and leave the little animals to roam the rural areas at will, because that's how it's supposed to be.
There you go. There you go. And that is exactly the answer that we get.
Well, not to mention the weather issues, too. I mean, we've got snow. Just even in our industry trying to get to see clients, even Meals on Wheels, you know, you've got roads that flood. You've got inclement weather, especially right now going on, that makes a lot of those services more difficult to get to the doors of the seniors.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, I always fall back to the things I know about and just the whole issues of trying to allocate the funds for any program, whether you're talking senior services or adult protective services, if you're talking mental health services or jail space or anything you're talking about that has to do with local daily life, it just costs more and it's different and there are different issues to deal with. The problems are when you live in a state as diverse as this, you try to make those one-size-fit rules. They just don't.
Absolutely. And I think the North State ends up paying the price for that many times.
We definitely get the short stick on it because we don't have the numbers to make it work out in a proper manner. So it's time to let Bob take over the controls here and let's pay some bills.
Take over is probably an exaggeration. It is 7:30 on KCNR 1460, 42 degrees in Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
The San Francisco Opera HD Cinema Series is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater in January with Carlisle Floyd's American opera, Susanna. It's the story of a young woman in Appalachia accused of indecent behavior after bathing in a stream. Patricia Rosette stars in Susanna, Sunday, January 17th at 2 p.m. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's Second Tuesday Dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir-fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio. It is Thursday, and this is Trish, and we're back with the Clarks. Sharon's with me.
Good morning, everybody.
And so on the first Thursday of every month now, it's going to be the Clark Show. And so Sharon and I will be kicking around all kinds of things. If you'd like to join us, jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. So a little bit earlier, Sharon was telling us about the things that she's looking for in her life, and she's talking about doing some really aggressive things. I was kind of thinking, so, okay, besides what I'm already doing that I'm absolutely loving, what am I? I'm probably not going to change much in my life.
Well, then you're in a good spot.
I'm in a really good spot in my life. I thank God for my blessings every day. But I am looking for my next trip. I haven't really decided where the next big trip is going. Last year, my friend Mary Mooney and I, we went all the way to...
Yeah, you did like an RV thing, right?
We did a 2.5 month northern United States, went all the way to Bangor, Maine, in the motorhome. Mm-hmm. And we've done that a couple, 3 years ago. We did that in the southern states, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, and kind of toured the southern states. And we'd kind of said... We thought we weren't going to go clear across the United States again. The northern trip was a little tough, and I wouldn't go back there with a motorhome. Mm-hmm. The New England states, I mean, those are the first states that were founded.
Seems like a really fun time.
It was, except it's not made for a motorhome. The roads are narrow. The bridges are low. They have really hard winters. There's potholes. I tow a little Suzuki. I couldn't find it behind me a lot of times. I got a pothole. I wouldn't do that again. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Tennessee again, though.
I'm going to Nashville this year.
Have you been there before?
I have, and I actually, our corporate conference for home helpers is there this year, and so I'm super excited.
I love Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky. I want to do that whole area again. Mm-hmm. And we have some friends there, and she has family there. So we're kind of talking about that. And then there's always, the travel wish list. There's Australia. I've never been to Mexico.
Oh, I'm going to Mexico, too.
So I've got, those are kind of some of the plans I've got for this year.
Australia would be amazing. Australia, New Zealand would be amazing.
Some pretty good trips and what have you. And then you talked about the Elks, and that's a great organization here in locally. Gives you an opportunity to spend some time serving the community because they do a lot of great things. But then they have a lot of great functions going on, and it's a really good social outlet. So
it sounds like a good balance.
You joining that too because I kind of like that. I'm going to certainly continue with my work down at the Frontier Senior Center because that's where my heart is, and you have to have something to do even when you're retired. So that's kind of what I'm going to do.
And people who volunteer live longer.
Oh, God, they have forever.
Yes, honestly, they have people who volunteer have less medical problems, have less depression, and actually live longer. So we do really get a lot of benefits from volunteering.
I reminded people last week when we were doing the New Year's Eve show, and I reminded people that you need to get out and be involved in your community, and you get so much more out of it than you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly a huge benefit.
Oh, and I think that we, many times that we, too, sit on the sidelines and are somewhat ignorant to different issues that are going on and different perspectives of people and being, I'm now, working with a couple, our agency is working with a couple Pearl Harbor survivors. And again, just being around people that have different life experience than you and have been through more than you, and the senior population both of us work with a lot, it just brings so much light to my life and so much appreciation and respect and outlook and joy and blessings of what I won't have to experience because these amazing people, led the way for people like me to come into business and women like me to, at 46, do what I do. And have the opportunities I have.
And that's how Sharon and I actually first got acquainted with through the senior programs in Chester County when she started her business. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that after the next break. Because I want you to kind of give us an update of where are we in the coming year. I know a lot of changes have taken place with new medical requirements and coverage.
Licensing
and all kinds of things. And we're going to go to the phone right now and speak with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, ladies, and Happy New Year, and I'm glad to hear the Clarks are back.
Thank you so
Good
much.
Morning, Gary.
Thank you. Good morning, Gary.
A little bit of a follow-up on your previous caller, Wynn. He was in Sacramento. Other State of Jefferson compatriots went to the Anderson City Council meeting on Tuesday night.
Yes.
And they voted, two ladies have a vision of the future or would like to look at the future. One, Baugh, wants to protect what she does, and of course we know she would be a no vote. And the two gentlemen, one of whom you had on the radio last Thursday, I think, Trish.
Yes,
and I didn't hear it directly, but I heard about it. And both of those gentlemen believe in ignorance is bliss. Neither one of them want to be informed. they claim that the information is not out there or not enough of it is, etc., which is contrary to the facts, and that's the way they look at it. They don't want to know. So therefore, the board, Anderson, as Wynn was stating, will not have a voice in what is to transpire regarding the new state. Number two, Gwynn mentioned the news coverage or that lack thereof. Reading basically has a blackout, and I'll give you two instances. One is the state of Jefferson. There was brief mention KQMS yesterday, and part of it, the petitions were being submitted in Sacramento, and it was like they were petitioning for a different color of carpeting or something. It was no emphasis or no explanation that it was historical. Nothing like that has been done for 150 years, yet it was ho-hum, they're in Sacramento, and they're presenting a possible separation. And to support that, another instance of blackout, what is happening in Oregon, you're familiar with that?
I am.
Yeah, all right. Our own Rob Smith is the only one that did in any depth investigation of what is happening in Oregon and the violation of the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 10th Amendments there. It's about that, not about somebody carrying a gun. And I have confirmation, personal confirmation. I was fortunate to talk to some people who are imminently involved with the people who are going to prison. And I said, what's happening? And they told me, and it was exactly what Rob had said.
Hmm.
And so basically, we have a news blackout.
I felt it really unfortunate that we haven't gotten better coverage about the incident up in Oregon, and I'm going to speak to that a little bit later. It's one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning, because I watched yesterday the congressman, or was it a senator? Perhaps, no, it was a congressman from Oregon who is very intimately involved with that, and he had quite a presentation that he gave to Congress and a very good explanation of exactly what's happening there. And that's a sad situation, and there's things that could be done about it very easily, but the people who can make a difference at this point are just not willing to even pay any attention to it. Those are the sad things that happen in our community. But
yeah,
Gary, thanks very much for the update.
That really disturbed me about what is happening in Oregon is the idea of double jeopardy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly, that is a big thing that people don't, you know, goes right over their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, thank you much, and this is going forward. We have one step, two more to go. The California legislature is one, and then we go federally, and it's our understanding that the climate federal is very positive at this particular time. Input from legislators back in Washington, this is a good time to do what we're doing if it's going to be done. So
thanks very much for the update, Gary.
We go to prosperity and really have a great state. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats to keep California bankrupt were at the Anderson meeting, and the gentleman was sitting in front of me at an angle, so I had a look at, I could observe his body language as some of our representatives were speaking, and he was visibly shaken when the number 21 counties signed off. They had no clue
How many of them were there?
And they were, even after that was stated and they did their presentation, they were still using the old number of six. They have
well,
no clue what has been happening.
All right. Well, they're not paying attention. They're just trying to be obstructionists. But thanks very much, Gary.
Okay, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy
Great
New
show,
Year
lady.
To you.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about that situation up in Oregon.
And 42 degrees in Redding. Today's high will be about 47, the overnight low in the upper 30s. And, of course, that report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Meanwhile, this portion of Free Fire Radio is sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. It's also home to the one watch repair guy in the whole region. So if you got a watch that needs fixing or you just want a unique piece of jewelry, check them out at Four Winds Jewelry. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 10 minutes to 8 on Thursday morning. It's about 44 degrees outside. We're looking for rain and showers most of the day, and the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, as always. So this is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and Sharon's with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Sharon Clark, as you know, yes. The Clarks are back. So we were talking just before we took the break a little bit about the Oregon situation, and I don't certainly claim to be an expert on what's happening up there, but clearly BLM is being a federal agency, as they always have. There were some issues, longstanding issues up there. I listened to a great dissertation yesterday by the congressman from up there who was making a presentation to Congress and kind of explained what happened. Bottom line, these people started a backburn. In an attempt to solve a problem. They obviously did some things wrong and perhaps were even negligent in the process of doing that. However, they burned 139 acres. I mean, just put this in perspective. We burn thousands and thousands of acres in forest fires every year. We've had the government do backburns numerous times, more times than we can count, where they started and it's a controlled burn right up to the time they light the match.
Prescribed burn that, the one in Trinity County comes to mind right away, which somebody lost his job over, but still.
But still, he didn't go to jail, not once, but three, what, twice. And so these people went to jail up there, the father and his son.
73-year-old man and his 46-year-old son or something.
Exactly,
yeah.
And they went to jail. And they did their 5 months. Now they've come back. And they said, oh, no, you didn't serve enough time. And they are going back to jail again. And they're going to serve 5 years. People, perspective.
Seems very extreme. Very extreme.
I mean, nobody from the BLM or the U.S. Forest Service or any of these other agencies who start these backburns have served any time in jail. And now they're going to do it twice with these people.
Meanwhile, folks who have dealt drugs, beat the daylights out of people, committed all manner, you know, car thieves and other heinous type folks. Oh, well, they learned their lesson. We're letting them out.
Or run guns down in Mexico, or start up with email servers that are illegal, or allow Americans to die overseas. None of them are in jail. But these poor people that burned 139 acres in a wilderness area, they're going to serve 5 years in jail. Having said that, the president can do a pardon and solve that. The Congress can change that law so that that never, ever happens again. But the people that are up there now, who the militia, the people from out of the area, they've made their point, and they need to go home. Because they're the ones that are now getting the focus of the attention, taking it away from the real issue up there, which is the fact that you've got a large, massive wilderness area that the government controls and is taking away the rights of the people in every way that you can see. And we need to focus on that and not focus on the open carry and the militia and all those issues. They've made their point. They need to go home.
I agree. And I think that you're right. Not every right decision was made by this father and son. However, they have, I think, paid their dues. 5 months, education, getting the law addressed. I think we're moving in the right direction. But putting them back in jail for 5 years is really ludicrous.
And withholding their permits so that the grandmother can continue to run the operation. BLM is dragging their feet about renewing the permits so she can continue to operate the family ranch, putting her out of business and bankrupting that family. Come on, talk about jackbooted thugs.
And consequently seizing the land back.
Our land. That area that we're talking about is very much under federal control. But these people, these ranchers in these places in Montana and in Idaho and in Oregon and all these different places in Texas, they love the land. They take good care of the land. The federal government comes in and doesn't follow the law that as it's written by Congress. They've been told a million times that they can't do what they're doing up there, and they just continue to even argue with Congress about what the intent of the law was. So this is really over government in so many instances. There's an attorney up in Idaho, Fred Kelly Grant, that has taken on these issues, and I've talked with many times, and he's been here trying to help us on some issues. And the federal government is just overrunning these areas where they have that control, and that's one of the that's really what's happening up in Oregon, and we just I don't know how we stop them. But we can't stop trying to do that.
Really unfortunate story.
Yeah, it is. And it just, it's so ludicrous to think about the 73-year-old man and his son going to jail for 5 years for 139 acres. And everything we hear on a daily basis about what our elected officials and for heaven's sakes, the president and the secretary of state and all the illegal things that they're doing.
Well, I think we've even had arson fires set in Shasta County where the person hasn't gone to jail for 5 years.
There you go.
Arson. I mean, we've had stuff like that going on where that hasn't been as extreme of a punishment.
Exactly.
So I just, yeah. I agree. That's disproportionate.
Absolutely. So we've got about 5 minutes left in this hour. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about some issues with some changes in health care and our senior services in the area. And anything else that you'd like to talk about, remember that you can jump into the chat room. And I always want to say I love the people in the chat room. I haven't figured out a way that I can really pay attention to what you're saying in there. And pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing.
But Bob
here.
Will let us know.
Bob lets us know if there's anything pertinent. But we welcome you and glad you joined us. And then if you'd like to give a call, give us a call at 605-4567. Tell us what's on your mind and
what your hopes are for Shasta County for 2016 or for yourself for 2016. And goodness knows we have a lot that we can work on in our county, a lot of things that are going well and a lot of things that we still need to focus on as a community and continue to push for and fight for and address.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things I just found out yesterday that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors evidently has extended an invitation once again to the city of Redding to get together and talk about tax exchange agreements. And I encourage them to really think that through. The reality of the tax exchange agreement is, and I know you're all out there going, ah, but here's the deal. If they don't come up with a new source of funding to talk about new revenue in the future that we can share in an appropriate manner to do things countywide, mm-hmm. and those discussions should include not only the city and the county, but perhaps the other two cities in Shasta County. We continually hear about the city and the county. We need to realize there are three cities of equal stature in Shasta County. And if you're going to talk about countywide issues, you really ought to be including the other two cities in those
discussions.
Mm-hmm. From the get-go and not after you've made all the decisions. The city of Redding and the county often treat the city of Anderson and the city of Shasta Lake like the federal and state government
mm-hmm.
treat us.
Mm-hmm.
They make all the rules and then tell them the other two smaller cities how they can play along.
Mm-hmm.
They need to include them right up front. That'd be the first bit of advice that I would give them. The second thing is to not try to figure out a way you're going to divide up money that somebody already has. Nobody's going to put themselves in a position where they're going to give up any of the money they already have coming. It's common sense.
So they're just kind of spinning their wheels, basically.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they're going to come up with a new source of funding and let's say get a dedicated stream of funds coming into the county, and then they're going to determine how that's going to be spent, I would think, for public safety in Shasta County.
That's my number one concern.
Exactly.
Sure.
And that's
mm-hmm.
where people might be willing to put more money into the coffer to go places.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps if they could then talk about how that would be split up among the county and city's agencies that address the problem, that might be a self-starter and go someplace. The city of Anderson and the county have already proven that you can do tax exchange agreements on future income. When you have annexations, when you have areas that are going to, you know, how are we going to split the money going into the future, the new revenue? You can't break up you're not taking money away from people that they've already got.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there, done that so many times, and it's ludicrous to think that an agency is going to give you some of their money when they're always talking about how they need more.
That's right.
So, anyway, we're going to maybe talk a little bit more about that if anybody wants to in the next hour. But we have some other things we're going to talk about. We welcome you. This is the Clarks, one with an E and
one without. We'll be back.
And we'll be back after the break and ready to go for another hour.
And as we take a quick look at our weather coming up for today, it'll be partly cloudy today, but more rain coming in during the weekend. More complete weather report after the top of the hour right here on KCNR 1460, where it's currently 42 degrees, 605-4567, the number to call in and weigh in with your opinion on the home of Community Talk Radio, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The last in a series of storms driven by El Nino is bringing scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms to Southern California today. National Weather Service forecaster McGill Miller.
Today we're looking at an additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall across Southern California. Of course, 3 inches more in the mountains, more likely in the mountains. And then the rainfall is going to taper off tonight and Friday morning.
Forecasters predict significantly less rain today than has pounded the state all week, but warn that flash flooding is still possible into the afternoon. Macy's is cutting up to 4,800 jobs after disappointing holiday sales. And Bankrate.com senior economist Mark Hamrick says a lot of that has to do with the shift to online sales during the holidays.
While Macy's can take some advantage of that, the fact of the matter is that it causes pain in their brick-and-mortar presences in the sense that they have to reduce their staffing in those stores as more Americans purchase online.
The government says fewer people sought unemployment benefits last week, suggesting that the job market may be insulated from the turmoil being seen right now in the Chinese and European markets. A night-long ordeal for 17 miners in Lansing, New York is now over. Cargo mine manager Sean Wozinski.
Their spirits are tremendous. I'm inspired by them, to be quite honest with you. The first four that came out of the mine waited until the last two that came out of the mine.
The 17 miners became stuck in an elevator about 900 feet underground last night while being lowered to the floor of the mine to start their shift. The government is releasing new dietary guidelines today that means some people may not have to cut back on as many eggs or as much salt as they once thought. And eating lean meat, that's still okay. The guidelines back off the strictest sodium rules included in the previous version of those guidelines. At Wall Street, the Dow is still struggling, trying to gain some traction. It's down 113 points. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is on record opposing ethanol subsidies. That is an unpopular stance to take in corn-growing Iowa. But National Review columnist Jonah Goldberg says that stance could help Cruz later should he perform well in the caucuses.
He can say, hey, look, I'm a man of conviction. I stood my ground on ethanol subsidies when no one said you could do that in Iowa. And that helps him down the road as a sort of a signaling mechanism to say that he's a man of principle who sticks to his guns.
Goldberg was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Arizona Senator John McCain says questions surrounding Ted Cruz's right to run for president should be explored. Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother and Cuban father. He renounced his Canadian citizenship in 2014. McCain himself was born on a military base in the Panama Canal, an issue raised during his 2008 presidential run as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The recent arrest of three people accused of stealing thousands of dollars in baby formula in Utah is just the latest example of a problem that's been dogging U.S. stores and law enforcement for years.
Logan police say in December they confiscated 422 cans of formula, which was stolen from stores in that city and three others in northern Utah. The high price and broad demand of baby formula make it attractive for thieves who sell it at flea markets and online. A typical can of powder starts at about $20 for roughly 20 ounces, and special or prescription blends can cost three times that.
That's Jeremy House reporting. All that heavy rain you're hearing about because of El Nino in Southern California, well, a little farther to the east, storms have been sent all the way through and causing some snow in northern Arizona. That's where Grand Canyon National Park has stopped all shuttle and bus service. Park officials say roads on the South Rim are packed with snow and ice, and to the south at Flagstaff, schools are closed now for a second day. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room, KCNR1460.com, or give us a call at 605-4567.
Things are a little lively right now, and there's some differences of opinions, and we invite the participants of the chat room, of course, to call the talk radio station. It's always interesting when somebody calls me up, you know, the producer, and says, well, I want you to tell them blah, 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 blah.
No, this is a talk radio station. So we're inviting you, if you have different opinions. Sometimes that's why we throw that stuff out there, because we'd love to get a conversation going about these issues. So if you want to do that, let's do that. And right now it's still holding temperature-wise. You know, the temperature of the last few days has not varied a great deal during the day. It's like 42, 43, 44, and then about midday it starts dropping again. So it's right in those early 40s and probably going to stay there most of the day. We're looking for showers today, chance of showers into the evening. Friday we're looking for a chance of rain all day, and Friday night we're looking for heavy rain into Saturday and showers all day long. By Sunday, we actually are looking maybe for a little sunshine. That's always good to lift the spirits and let that rain soak in to the aquifers and much needed. And hopefully we're getting a little snow in the higher elevations out of this storm as well. And I believe it is above about 3,000 feet or 3,500 feet. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Cascade propane customer, and right now our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, if you're in there in the chat room and you disagree with our assumption about the Bundys and what's going on up there, we'd love to hear from you.
Don't hide behind your keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. Get in here and tell us what you think is different.
Put your mouth where your money is. Hey, speaking of, let me rethink how I was going to say that. Tonight, you may be wondering why you're not hearing Linda on the air today. Now, most Thursdays, she's preparing for the Thursday night show. However, tonight, she will not be on the spot because she will, in fact, be performing at the Wind River Casino. That's right. Tonight, Linda Bott and the Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be at Wind River Casino, Elements Lounge. You can make your reservations still by calling 243-3377. That's 243-3377. She'll be performing on stage just for you, 7 to 9 p.m. Dine, drink, and dance the night away. Elements Lounge in the Wind River Casino tonight. Lady Bott and the Bluebird.
And if you haven't taken advantage of that venue, you really need to come out and enjoy.
It's a nice atmosphere in there, and Linda's just so classy and fun to watch. I just adore her.
It is, and I mean, it's really quality entertainment and an opportunity that they got the steak and lobster thing going, cocktails, a good group of people. It's really high quality entertainment that of a caliber that you just don't get every place.
I think we might need to do some show research there one of these Thursday nights.
I think, well, I'm going to do a little show research there this evening. I tend to kind of hang out on the first Thursday when she does that, because it is such a, you know, great music and good atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, come out and join us tonight.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's a good time. So anyway, the whole issue with that land thing up there, the legislation that was passed has to do with some terrorism issues about the destruction of public land. And that's the statutes they got them under, and certainly went completely, and even the judge that fined them said that the intent of the law was not the way BLM was.
It wasn't ranchers trying to do a back burn that got out of control. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So let's jump subjects. Let's talk
about how much less money I'm going to make this year as a small business owner in California.
That's a great thing, because there's some new licensing laws and some new issues that take over with tax returns and what have you. So from you have a home. Tell us about what you do.
Yeah, so in home care, agencies like Home Helpers, there is licensing that became effective as of January 1st this year, which most of my competitors and I have lobbied for and against and at certain portions. And I believe in having licensing for agencies like mine. I believe that there needs to be things in place to ensure that there's not unscrupulous people opening up home care agencies. We have a lot of baby boomers hitting retirement age, a lot of seniors needing home care. And at this, before the licensing, if there was an issue with a home care agency, there is no licensing body to complain to. There's no way to get resolution. There's no way to really monitor what people are doing. There's no one checking to ensure that we are paying workers' comp, that we are paying appropriate taxes, that we are doing background checks. So I believe licensing is good and needed and necessary to protect our seniors and to protect businesses like myself that are doing it right.
Exactly.
And having appropriate rates to our clients based on doing it right versus agencies that are taking the shortcuts and not doing it right. And those are my competitors. And I think we all need to be on a level playing field with what we offer. So I do agree in a licensing structure. However, what's happened is, I think, in California, because we're so poor and being that we're licensing something, well, let's stick it to the new licensing because, you know, this is our opportunity.
Everything they do.
Right. And so you got to love the state in that regard. And so, number one, so it's $5,000 for 2 years for the license.
Whoa.
So that's number one out the gate.
In a time when we really need these businesses because we have this growing senior population and we need the care, $5,000 for 2 years.
Yeah,
that's
not to mention the other costs associated with all
that's
of
just your license.
Right. That's just the license. And additionally, you know, we're looking at so many other elements to this. So $5,000. Then we have to. Licensing has to be submitted by, you know, January 1st. Well, what happened was the state wasn't prepared for all of the agencies that are trying to get licensed. So their website didn't have all the paperwork on it that was needed.
Oh,
da 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 da. So then they said, well, what we're going to do is let you just submit an intent to license by December 31st, 2015. And if you submit the intent to license, then you have until March 1st to get us all of your info.
Because
they weren't prepared for the influx of all of the information that's going to be coming their way. And so I did that. And then they have to give you a certain number to register your employees. So the other part of this that's happening is if you are a home care worker, if you do this for a living, you now have to pay $25 a year to register to provide the services. And the state will keep a website listing the first and last name of every registered home care employee, their place of employment, and their training. So the interesting thing about that for all of us that we're lobbying for and against this is the only other professionals that are required to put their first and last name and certifications on the internet are doctors and attorneys.
Wow.
So we have this minimum wage echelon of people between, you know, $10 and $12 an hour that are now asked to put first and last names on websites and their place of employment. So if they have a restraining order against someone for domestic violence, if they have anything like that, now it's so easy to go onto this website, find out where they're working, and easily wait outside that business until you see that person and maybe even follow them to a client's home. And so we actually had a lot of caregivers writing letters because here's the thing, Trish, if you hired us to help with a loved one, and you wanted to check out the caregiver, you wouldn't know that caregiver's first and last name till you hired home helpers to begin with.
There you go.
So that website does no good for a consumer. You can go there and you can look at everyone who's working for home helpers, but you don't even know who they are and who to look for because you haven't hired us yet.
Exactly.
So what the real back issue here is this is a unionizing ploy. Because now the unions have access to all these caregivers. And the scuttlebutt is that this is what they're really trying to do, is to get access to all of these names. In addition to that, because these caregivers go from one agency to another as work changes, now we're paying someone, I think they said it was going to cost $64,000 a year to update the website. Because things change and people leave and get hired and change last names.
And I would think that they may be working for more than one agency at a time.
Right. And so you're dealing with all that upkeep of this website. The other thing is, so now I get criminal background checks, but none of those background checks can be given to the state. I have to do 65 employees all again, which is about $90 a pop times 65. Additionally, in any of the other requirements that I have to do, TB tests and all of that, I have to redo again. I have to put all the things in place. And again, some of this I've already been doing, but they won't grandfather anybody in. They won't let us submit anything that we've already had in place. And so it's going to be really, really interesting to see how this plays out.
I would think that this will do nothing but diminish the ability to have care, because I there are agencies such as yours who do things right and have been doing things right and give a really good level of service. Then there are a whole bunch of others that we'll get into more as when we come back, because we're going to take a break right now.
Absolutely. It is 8:16 on KCNR 1460. You know, I woke up this morning to the sound of my furnace coming on, warming the house up before I had to crawl out of bed. And I have a home heating system that I can actually call up on my smartphone and see what's going on in the house, adjust the temperature. If we're on the road for an extended time, we come back, we can have the house nice and toasty warm when we come back. Or we can see if the people who are taking care of the house left the thermostat turned up. So that's a handy thing. Very efficient system designed and installed by Alliance Heating and Air. We're very happy with their sales, with their service, and how they treated us. And they are our home heating and cooling system company of choice. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service. All models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They have warranties, guarantees, and 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642, or you can check their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The San Francisco Opera HD Cinema Series is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater in January with Carlisle Floyd's American opera, Susanna. It's the story of a young woman in Appalachia accused of indecent behavior after bathing in a stream. Patricia Rosette stars in Susanna, Sunday, January 17th at 2 p.m. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same.
As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yes, 821 on KCNR, 1460, the home of community talk radio. There is sunshine above the clouds. Some of it will be peeking through today. The high will be around 50 degrees. Overnight low of about 38. Mix of rain and sunshine over the next several days. This weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Although choosing a company to provide propane service might seem simple, it's actually deserves some thought. Safety and well-being of your family is at issue. So when you're thumbing through the phone book, searching the internet, or listening to us here at KCNR, consider the following. Choose a company based on their references, reputation, and safety record, not just price. Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460M Community Radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Join the conversation or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and Sharon Clark's with me here this morning. And we're going to go to the phones right away and talk to Red on the phone. Good morning, Red.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Red.
Hey, are you guys there?
We are. We're here. Ready to talk
there
to you.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to point out, you know, a lot of the things that you guys are talking about this morning is the reason that I joined with hundreds of my fellow citizens down in Sacramento yesterday on the Capitol steps to support the state of Jefferson and bring 15 new counties down to the legislature in Sacramento with their declarations to depart California so that we can form a sovereign state and protect ourselves from the kinds of things that you guys are discussing this morning.
You're absolutely right, Red, and we talked about that in the first hour, and I support what you guys are doing, and I think that doing nothing makes no sense because we know we have no representation and we're not being fairly treated up here in the North State, and doing nothing makes no sense.
Absolutely. And I think the Hammond situation helps to bring a lot of that to light, because if the people really look at what's going on with the Hammonds and what was done there, it is really obvious that it's naked tyranny by our government against these people.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't condone or support what Eamon Bundy and his guys did up there, but I understand. These are good men who did the wrong thing for the right reasons. Because
absolutely.
As we watch the Hammond situation, and it breaks our hearts to see what has happened to this family, Eamon Bundy has watched that happen to family after family his whole life.
Yeah.
And I think the man just kind of hit a breaking point. You know, somewhere. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. But I'm hoping that they're going to back off and go home now and let this thing work its way through. But we don't need the militia and all that. They've made their point. They need to end it.
Yeah, I absolutely hope that they stand down. The eyes are of America on this situation and the Hammonds. And I hope for a good resolution and maybe a revisiting of what happened. But yes, I absolutely do hope they stand down and go home. We don't need a Waco. We don't need any new martyrs.
No, we certainly do not.
Well, thanks for your call, Red.
Thanks,
okay,
Red,
thank
for an update.
Have a good day.
So we were talking before we went to
the break.
Got my
heart rate up.
I know. It does. but we were talking about the licensing and the things that they're doing for the senior population in these home care services, not just seniors, but others who need home care services. And we would hope that the intent of that, all this legislation, is to give better service.
Now, and protect this vulnerable population.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, if that's the case, so what are we doing with IHSS?
Right. So last I was told.
In home supporting services.
Yeah, last I heard.
That are provided by the state and county.
Right. So for those of you that don't know, if you're a low-income senior, typically, if you qualify for Medi-Cal, you would be eligible for in-home support services, acronym IHSS, which the county oversees this program with state funds. And basically, this is caregiving that can that's at no cost to the senior, and that they will assess the situation and then allot so many hours per month of free service. So they're not a competitor of mine. These are people that, you know, my clients are private pay or long-term care insurance. These folks are low-income seniors that cannot afford care and need care. And so, to Tricia's point, they are not going to be required to participate in the licensing that the other private industry is going to be required to do. So my point is, if your goal is to serve the senior and ensure their safety and well-being and that they're protected, why is the state not required to do the same trainings, the same backgrounds, the same insurances and all of the things that we're required to do?
And quite frankly,
and put their people on a website too.
One of the issues that I have with in-home supporting services, and I it's not the first time I've said this. There's a thing when you get married, kind of a for better or for worse, an expectation in American life that children take care of their parents and parents take care of their children and spouses take care of each other. The bulk of recipients in in-home supportive services are family members taking care of each other and getting paid for it. That always went against my grain when I sat up on the Diaz. And it still continues to go against my grain, specifically because we have a lot of instances of elder abuse that gets wrapped up in that, because kids taking advantage of their parents, and it's all under this blanket that we have a hard time unearthing.
Mm-hmm.
We should be doing those checks and those trainings and those things in that population like we're doing in the services that Sharon's providing. And I'm here to tell you we're not.
I get calls from clients all the time who have an IHSS worker and are complaining about that person, and there's a drug issue with that person, or there's been theft with that person, or just neglect that the person's not showing up for their shifts. And they call my agency thinking that we can actually help them, but they can't afford to use our services. So
I'm not suggesting that those people that are on low income don't need or deserve services of some kind. Other states do it differently, Sharon. Tell us about that.
Right. So other states that have Medicaid actually have what they call a waiver program, where instead of the state providing the home care services, they vendorize the agency. So we all compete and do contracts and rates, and the state then allows this. They have a smaller office. They do assessments and income requirements of low-income seniors. They allot them with a social worker doing an assessment so many hours per month, and they give them a list of vendorized agencies, and that individual gets to interview the agencies and choose services, and we're competing against it. And we, trust me, private industry, we run a lot smoother than the county trying to run a home care agency.
From the post office to the military, they don't do a very good job at government.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, and so in my franchise, Home Helpers, I have colleagues, you know, all over the United States, a lot in Pennsylvania and Cincinnati, Ohio, that have contracts with the state, and they provide the same service to the private sector as they do the vendorized clients, and it works a lot better. And it gives that low-income senior, instead of them being relegated to a list of individuals, and sometimes it is family, and sometimes it's just people that don't want to work for an agency because they have more oversight.
Because they're not qualified.
You know, and the thing is that what I try to tell families with hiring a private caregiver off of Craigslist and things is, just because you haven't been arrested doesn't mean you're a good person. You know, it doesn't. People that want to stay under the wire, if they want to stay out of the limelight, getting into a caregiving job and being behind closed doors in a home of a senior is the perfect way to do it. It gives you access to things. It gives you no oversight. You can develop unhealthy relationships, commit elder abuse, and all these things that are away from the public eye. Now, when you're in an agency setting like mine, we're watching all that.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about this, because this is a really important subject, and there's not enough emphasis on the safety of that vulnerable population. So we're going to take a break and talk more about that on the other side.
And thank you very much. It is 8:30 and 42 degrees and ready, warming up not significantly. Tobacco and Brew is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Next door is the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. That's all at T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University, calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement, a live fashion show, and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460. Things are going pretty hot and heavy in the KCNR 1460 chat room. You might want to check it out. Meanwhile, back in the studio, we have Clark and Clark.
Good morning.
And I want those people in the chat room to pick up the phone, 605-4567, and let us all hear what you're talking about, because we'd love to continue with that conversation right here.
Let's face it, people would tune out if I just sat here and read the chat room right here. That would be
That's so fun. Okay, so we were talking earlier, when we went to break, we're talking about the state's effort to legitimize, to license, and have a closer oversight over home care services in the state of California. We're emphasizing on the fact that if they really want to do that, they need to be looking at the thousands of workers who are working through their program, the state program that's administered by the county in home support services.
Absolutely, and checking. And as you said, with in-home support services, sometimes when I go out and they're receiving in-home support services too, it is a child that was already living there that went and got signed up and reports those hours and is kind of taking advantage and taking the funds away from the legitimate low-income senior that really does need. And, you know, they're limited on those kinds of funds. You know, there's only so much money there.
There's a lot of money that's spent in our state government through in-home support services. And I'm not for one minute saying that service should not be provided for low-income individuals. I simply would like them to receive the same level of service that the for-pay people do and the insured people have.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done. But you can't do it if you're not going to license and train the people that are working for the state.
Absolutely. One of the other things I want to hit on for people listening is, you know, when you've worked hard and you've saved your money and you've paid off your home and you have your resources financially to help yourself age, and then you try to cut corners and hire staff off of Craigslist and private people, it jeopardizes every single thing you've put in place. And I get multiple calls a year of caregivers that got hurt on the job, went to Hilltop Medical, said they got hurt on the job, the workers' comp was reported, the family was paying that person under the table, 1099-ing them or whatever without paying workers' comp. It's and that state goes after them and now fines them and all. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to have that person have access to your home, to your finances, to have no backup, to have no training, to not know who that person is. It surprises me all the time how the middle income senior really gets this, and sometimes the really affluent family is like cutting every single corner, hiring. I mean, and I just have a family recently who that caregiver went off on a stress leave and now is suing the family for workers' comp for like 8 years of service that she provided for that family. And they have no recourse because she has proof that she was paid under the table and they were writing her checks. They thought they were doing it right. And now this is a huge liability. And let me tell you, the state wants their fair share. They want it from me and they want it from all of you and they want it from the senior, even if the senior didn't know they were doing it wrong.
Okay,
and
so let's talk about workman's comp care, because that was the other kind of shoe that hit you this year that is going to cut what you're going to make in your business, workman's comp claims.
Yeah. So
rates.
Yeah. So already off the bat, $5,000 to license this year. Again, I'm happy to license, but $5,000. And then the other thing is, industry wide, the rate for my industry for home care went up percentage points just because of the risk. Someone just assessed that. I had no injuries. I did everything right. My staff was amazingly safe, and I do a lot of safety. So $15,000 more I'll pay this year to do the same amount of business I did last year.
Wow.
So off the gate, hitting the 1st of January, I will make $20,000 less this year in hard costs. That's just gone.
It's going to just cost you that much more to run your business.
Just that much more. Off my bottom line.
I don't mean to emphasize because I want people to understand how critical it is when there are a proper way to provide services, and we do that through home care services like Sharon provides. There are a couple other companies that are legitimate in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
That are licensed, that are going to go through these training procedures, and that's as it should be. When you have a bulk of the providers, however, who a lot of them are well-meaning, and I'm not hitting on all of the in-home supporting services worker. There's some really good people out there doing those services. But the problem is there's no way to judge that because they're not holding them to any criteria. They're not going through training. They're not being licensed. They're not meeting the standards that they have to be to provide care to people who can afford service and pay for it through insurance or through private pay. That doesn't make any sense to me, that we're not willing to expend the money to give the same level of service to the low-income population. It's all about equity.
It is, and I just think, again, we're dealing with a vulnerable population. At the same time, you can read the numbers on baby boomers aging out into retirement and how much millions and millions of dollars is available for people opening up businesses that serve that population. And so you get unscrupulous people that are jumping on the gravy train. You know, I've been in business for 12 years, way before all of this stuff was out there, way before this population is booming like this. But there are people that just want to get on the gravy train. I have them call my office all the time. They're selling humidifiers. They're selling this. They're selling that. Can we get access to your seniors? Absolutely not. You know, I'm not selling your products for you. But we have to be careful, and we have to watch. And, I've had radio shows in the past and talked with our APS, folks and talking about elder abuse, and it is a problem, and financial elder abuse is huge, and we need to look out for this and be aware of it.
And the biggest part, Sharon, with the financial elder abuse, and again, I'm a pretty plain speaker, when I ran into it several times with children who are so concerned about what they're going to inherit when that elderly father and mother pass away, that they're tempting and they are constantly cutting corners with that parent's care. We have a program in the county where you can get community development block grant funds, where you can get home restoration if a parent or an elderly person is living in a home that has some dry rot in the bathroom, that needs a new roof, that needs a new kitchen appliance or something like that. There's a program where that senior can go in, they can get evaluated, have their needs fixed, and we get a construction company to come in. They do the work to that senior's home to make it safe for them to live in, and then there's a lien placed on the property. That senior doesn't pay any money, and it doesn't draw any interest, and it doesn't become due and payable until such time as that home goes out of the hands of the senior and becomes available or is up for sale. You would not believe the number of times I've worked with a senior.
I know where this is
went
going.
Went through this process. God, I mean, the lady's bathroom is falling apart. She has dry rot. The toilet's about to fall through. I'm ready to have it all fixed, have her in a safe environment in a home. The child comes in and says, "We're not putting that lien on that house."
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
And I go, "But it's your mother's home. It's her safety. She needs to be." Well, we're going to have to pay that back when that house sells, and she owns that house outright. We're not willing to put that lien on and have the state take that money away from us.
I know.
That's elder abuse.
That does not. You know, Trish, I have a saying that if you want to see someone's true colors, really, you wait till someone in their family gets old and sick.
There you go.
It will all come out. I mean, I see it all the time, and sometimes it's amazing and beautiful, and sometimes it's sad, pathetic, and horrific.
It's incredible. So that gets into it with the home health care and what you were talking about. Rather than hire, even when they have the money, and if the kids are involved, okay, so mom's not paying her bills, and she's not eating properly, and we really need to have somebody come in, they get on Craigslist and hire somebody cheap that can do that, so that they don't have to, you know, worry about it themselves or come over and watch what mom or dad are doing. But you know, and I don't even know that they do it maliciously always. It's about the bottom dollar.
It's about the money.
Wow, you're opening yourself up for so many things to happen.
I've always said, you know, when people call me and ask me what my rates are, I used to joke and say, well, for $10, I'll send you a felon, but for $25, I'll send you someone with a clean background. You know, so what is important to you? You know, it's like, the first question is, how much does it cost? And I do understand sometimes that is the first, that's all people know what to ask. They don't know yet.
Well, because, it's like, you know, they have, it's a lot of times they have an insurance policy that will allot them so much an hour or so much a day or what have you. And it's not about, maybe you don't need $25 hour people 24 hours in the day. Maybe you only need them 2 or 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down and talk and figure out what you need. Or what your parent needs, the person you're seeking help
for. What kind
for.
Of schedule. And that's why I do a home consultation and go through all those things and look at, you know, if it's cooking they need every day, we don't have to come every day, though. We can cook 3 days a week and serve the dinner warm and leave leftovers for the next night. You know, we don't have to be there every day. There's a lot of ways you can work a schedule so that the needs are met.
Set them up on home-delivered meals.
Right.
All kinds of things that we can incorporate. Because, you know, one of the things that's really nice about Shasta County is there are a lot of senior services available out there if you know how to access them. And then that's one of the things I'm sure that you do is network with all these other agencies who can fill the gaps for the things that you can do.
Oh, absolutely. And I give a lot of free advice.
I know. I'm sure you do. But I think there are great programs out there. We have Golden Umbrella. We have Shasta Senior Nutrition. We have all kinds of agencies out there who provide great services that can network together to provide safety for our seniors in their home. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back for the last portion.
At 8:44, it's gotten pretty lively, both here and in the KCNR 1460 chat room, which is, as always, happening place. This portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room, KCNR1460.com, or give us a call at 605-4567. It's about 12 minutes to 9. We're in our last portion of the Clark Thursday morning show.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're going to go to the phone now and speak with Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. I've heard you before talk about this IHSS and all this. I used to work for them for 10 years. And what you're saying is some things are right and some things are not. They go through checks, too. They have to pay for the checks at the police department. It used to be that you didn't. But, but those people, you make them out to be saints, the recipients. They're not.
They're cranky old people.
They're very beyond, and a lot of them are druggies.
The seniors themselves?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. That was my last straw. I couldn't take it anymore. I was threatened with a cane, with a stick that he was, it was unbelievable, shaking in a corner. It was awful.
Well, so Maria, was he addicted to prescription medication?
No, he was addicted to everything.
Oh.
No, street drugs and all kinds of stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Maria, I compliment you. I know that, I employ 65 caregivers, and it is a tough, tough job. It's an underpaid position. It's you're a social worker, you're a healthcare worker, you're a cook and a cleaner and a family member all in one. And I do agree that IHSS, they do the backgrounds. I don't know if they do drug testing. Did they do drug testing with you?
No.
And that really should be something that they're doing. And I do DMV.
Not that I know. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah. And you sound like a very reputable person. And definitely we don't mean to bash any caregivers or people that work for IHSS. I know there are great people. We just feel like that program in general could use some oversight. And
but let me tell you something. The first time that I went there years ago, when I saw the faces there in the group, just an orientation, one of them was telling the other, when did you get out? So, yes.
Yeah.
There's some issues there.
So, it was unbelievable to me. I wouldn't let any of these people in my house.
Well, that's exactly what we were saying. And I said a couple of times during my comments that I wasn't addressing the whole population. I'm just saying there needs to be more scrutiny. So the people you're referring to and that I was referring to are not out there with the vulnerable population. And I run a senior center, so I know that as we age, we tend to get a little ornery.
In 10 years, I can count two that were nice people.
Oh,
two.
Wow.
Yes. And I had many, many. So, no, it's not like that. Oh, poor people, they're so nice. And they expect you to drive them everywhere for free.
Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for helping the seniors, and thank you for doing what you've done.
We appreciate your input.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And, they are difficult. And this goes to even the training thing, though. That's where, I don't know what in-home support services do or what other agencies do, but it does go to the state wanting more training. And that is true. We need more training. We need dementia training. We need training if someone has an addiction, in elder years. I've had multiple clients that have addictions to pain medications. They've been put on for back injuries and oxycodone and things. And that's why I do a home visit before I send my staff out. Because there are situations that are not safe for staff. And I don't know if IHSS does home visits.
You get into another area with that whole thing about how the access to prescription drugs needs to really be tightened down. And, you know, I think they've made some strides over the last few years about that. But it's way too easy for seniors to get medication that they don't need. And they can go to two or three or four different doctors, have prescriptions that contradict with
right.
each other, and call up a pharmacy and get them delivered. There's some real issues with that.
Well, the
I
other
dealt
thing,
with it with my mother-in-law.
And Trish, too.
I had pills everywhere.
And the doctors, a lot of them do not deal well with seniors, and all they do is prescribe. So on both sides, we've got people. I had a gal that had a back fracture that was misdiagnosed, and they just kept giving her pain meds for it. And then she's not walking, and she's falling, and all this, and they misdiagnosed something. So we have doctors that just a senior shows up with back pain and issues. Instead of diagnosing them correctly, getting them into physical therapy, and working appropriately, they just say, this is old age, welcome to it, here's a prescription. So,
well, and you just opened up a whole other bag of
work
and a whole other show because, you know, under Obamacare, as we age, less and less services are going to be available to us, as I read it. And certainly even the good president stated at one point, perhaps at this point we stop treating you and we just give you a pill.
So
kind of paraphrasing
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. That's another show, huh?
But that's a whole other show, and maybe we can get someone in a future show to talk about that and other issues that interest us. So anything, final thoughts for the morning? We've got about 5 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was great. My blood pressure is a little high, but...
Do you know, I always tell Carl that I wish that we could do a night drive show. I think I could be a whole lot more fluent and verbal at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Because I'm not really a morning person, and when that alarm goes off on Thursday morning, I think, oh, my gosh, I really just kind of hate to get
That's
out of
funny,
bed.
That's funny, because when mine went off, I went, I bet Trish is, like, up. I bet Trish is, like, already up and had her coffee, and you're not a morning person.
Huh? I'm not a morning person at all, and so I struggle with this whole thing on Thursday morning, and usually hits this microphone about the time it goes hot. But once I'm up and going, then I'm ready to go, and I always find it invigorating
right.
to do this
it's
show.
Great.
And there's so many issues out there that we deal with in our everyday life, and I know that we have a good listening audience out there. I have people tell me they listen to this show on a regular basis. And so I think there's topics, and if you've got topics out there that you'd like us to address, give Sharon or I a call and tell us, well, let's talk about this or that or the other thing. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the show when Sharon and I
Absolutely.
Have it.
Absolutely.
And you have an interesting thing you'd like to share with the North State, give us a call and we'll book you in so that we can continue to talk about things that interest the population that's listening.
And I will say, as much as we've done a little bit of complaining this morning and have our concerns about everything, I do want to say that I was out of the area for a week or so. I was in Sacramento and San Francisco and got panhandled, approached in San Francisco in our face late at night, my daughter and the issues facing other communities are similar to ours. Sometimes they're even worse than ours. And so at the same time as we're frustrated and working through some of these issues, I love where I live. I love looking at beautiful Mount Shasta and Lassen. I love my community. I love my business. I love my staff. I love my caregivers. And I am so grateful going into 2016 for all I've been blessed with in my life. And I'm blessed that we have a community that can rally and support each other and continue to work through these issues. And let's not forget how grateful we can be, too, and how lucky we are to live in such a beautiful place at the
you
same
know,
time.
I travel a great deal, and that's one of the things I've done since I've retired. Is my goal always has been to do some traveling, and I'm doing that. I've seen some beautiful places, and I've been in a lot of countries, and I've great scenery. I'm always reminded after I've been in a trip and I come back and I drive down I-5 coming from Anderson to Redding and I see those beautiful mountain ranges or I head up towards Shingletown and in the areas we live in one of the most beautiful areas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Comparable to any bit of fall color or springtime or it's green, it's fertile. We're an hour from anything in Shasta County, and we can go snow skiing. You've got lakes, you've got water, you've got national forests. We live in a really great place. And as you indicate, we live in a community where we can agree to disagree about things, work together on so many issues, solve problems, and communicate at a great level. We're a friendly place to be.
Absolutely.
But we're all blessed, and mm-hmm. I count my blessings every day for just landing in Shasta County and calling it home. And there's so many great organizations out there that work together to make this a great place to live. It really is the best part of California.
I agree, and we have our issues, but we, at the same time, it's nice to take time out from the Facebook posts and the bashing and the homeless and the mental health issues and all the things that we do have to recognize that, number one, that we have such an involved community of people that want to work through these issues and are passionate about them, which is great that people are that care, and secondly, that at the same time that we have the place to live, that we have a voice and we have people that are listening, and it's just, it's wonderful. So.
You know, it is, and I think that I would once again encourage people that if you're out there listening and you're irritated about something, or there's an organization that you think is doing a good job, take an hour a week or 2 hours a week and go out and get involved in doing something with your community. Attend an event and make a donation. Go help with the Special Olympics or an art program or something, maybe in a school. If you've got time on your hands, don't be just sitting there growing old. We have a big retired community here. Get out of your house. Get out in the public. Get out and get involved and do something. It's going to make you feel a whole lot better, and you can change some things in the community while you're doing that.
Absolutely, and not just complaining or
complaining
sitting on the
sidelines. Doesn't do anything but make you feel
right.
Bad.
Absolutely. It's time for action.
Absolutely.
2016, the year for action.
Yeah. You be a part of the people that make a difference and not just complaining about it. Because there's certainly enough to complain about, things we don't like. There's a lot to be positive and blessed for. We are really blessed in this North State. Get out and enjoy it. Be a part of your community.
Absolutely. And if any of you have questions for me regarding home care, feel free to give me a call at Home Helpers, 226-8350, or visit me online at readinghomehelpers.com.
Perfect.
So you guys are doing this on a regular basis, huh?
We're back the first Thursday of every month. The Clark and Clark.
Well, thank you very much. You've been excellent hosts today. KCNR 1460, Laura Ingram Show coming up after news at the top of the hour. And as Carl says, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. The new year has not been good to Wall Street, at least so far. Stocks falling sharply again today. Correspondent Kelvin Chan in Hong Kong says the market is reacting to developments in the world's second largest economy.
There's been a lot of gloomy economic data about China. The latest, some bad indicators for the service sector, which was supposed to be one of the bright spots in China's economy.
China's stock market lost about 7% before trading was automatically halted. Chinese regulators are now suspending that automatic trading halt mechanism. So why are investors here so concerned about what's happening there?
Of course, China is a massive purchaser of U.S. Treasury bonds, and so China helps finance our own debt. To the extent that China experiences stress, that isn't something that is insignificant to those of us here in the United States.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff insisting there is no evidence the NSA spied on Congress despite Wall Street Journal reports to the Congress.